You're listening to the final WHO podcast of the year. My name is Veronica Rima. In this episode, we listen to WHO's Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, discuss the successes and challenges of 2009. The headline that dominated the year was easily the H1N1 pandemic. On the 11th of June 2009, WHO declared the start of the first influenza pandemic since 1968. As the number of cases now declines in some countries, some people are questioning whether the pandemic is over.
You can see clearly in many countries in the Northern Hemisphere, they have, you know, passed the peak of their second wave. For example, in USA, in Canada, in UK, in some parts of Europe. But on the other hand, the situation in New Delhi, the situation in Egypt, there are still intense influenza activities. I think it is too premature and too early for us to say we have come to an end of the pandemic influenza worldwide. It would be prudent and appropriate for WHO, together with our member states, to continue to monitor the evolution of this pandemic for the next 6 to 12 months.
What were some of the other accomplishments and challenges during 2009?
We are seeing some very good progress in malaria. For countries that have implemented the interventions properly, meaning the use of ACT, a combination drug to treat malaria cases, also the use of insecticide-treated bed nets, as well as indoor residual spraying based on their country conditions, we are seeing a drop of 50% deaths in children. So that's very significant. Another success story is, for the first time, we are seeing more than 4 million HIV patients receiving treatment. This is unimaginable 10 years ago. Another example, the under 5 child mortality. For the first time in 60 years, we saw this figure drop below 10 million. Another example, more specific example, is measles. Between the period of year 2000 to 2008, there is a 78% drop in mortality due to measles. This huge success is actually led by countries in Africa. So these are good news. There are areas of concern as well. One thing that touches me very deeply is the lack of progress in maternal mortality in many countries. Many countries in Africa, in India, and other countries in Asia as well. Now, another important area also fall under the overall scope of health for women and girls is violence against women. These are issues we really need to double our effort or triple our effort.
As we come to the end of one year, we look forward to the next. What are some of the priorities for WHO in 2010?
We must continue to push for progress in MDGs, especially in improving maternal mortality. The health of women and girls is a very important focus for the organization. We need to work much, much harder to bring about changes in the devastation caused by non-communicable diseases. In many countries, 60 to 80% of the disease burden or deaths are due to chronic diseases. It is very clear to us from our experience from different disease programs, a functioning health system and an equitable health system based on the principles and the values of primary health care to address disease outbreak, to deal with humanitarian disasters, to deliver good services and interventions for girls, women, and children and men is an urgent agenda for the world. We need more money and we need better money. What do I mean by that? it's very clear that we still have a big gaps in covering people who are suffering from HIV to get the very much needed medicine. We need more money from governments in terms of domestic investment. We need more aid. And of course, we need innovative financings to bring in additional resources. Last but not the least, it is very important that we push, advocate, and work hard to bring policies coherence so that we can have synergies and co-benefits, you know, from working together. By that I mean the health sector need to work with education, with transport, with environment, with agriculture.
That's all for this last 2009 episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics in 2010, do drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.